Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All right, just pay them their damn bonuses, okay? The AIGA wants $165 million in bonuses that they claim they're contractually obligated to receive. Pay them. An argument for just paying the bonuses and moving on with it is laid out in today's New York Times by Andrew Ross Sorkin, his chief mergers and acquisitions correspondent for the New York Times. Andrew, we just have a few minutes. Let me just summarize the argument if I can. On the one hand, it's about if we violate these contracts, it will basically cast doubt on all of the contracts throughout the economy and possibly, make our slope even slipperier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or it's about keeping individuals who the talents of whom are really needed for AIG to get through this mess to begin with. Is that a fair summary?
I think that's an absolutely fair summary. But let me just say, I'm just disgusted as you are. It is offensive. It's absurd for them to be getting these bonuses. To me, the larger issue, though, is whether you can rip up the contract. That's not to say we shouldn't try to shame them into volunteering to renegotiate the contract. We shouldn't be pressing these people to give back the money if they'll do it voluntarily. But what gets me very nervous, and I think should get a lot of people nervous, is if Tim Geithner and if the president say, you know what, we're just tearing these things up wholesale.
All right, I'll deal with the contract thing in a minute. Let me just push back on the employment idea. The notion is if these guys don't stay at AIG and are incentivized with these bonuses, that they're going to go somewhere else and maybe trade against AIG. That just sounds like extortion to me.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. I think there is a level of extortion going on. But let me take one step back. These employees, and there's not a lot of them that are that important, but you do need the most talented people to actually stay. This idea that somehow these people are replaceable is actually not as easy as you think. Do you want to take a job at AIG? If you're one of a Harvard MBA, and you're one of these mad geniuses who actually understands these products, which frankly 99% of the world doesn't, otherwise wouldn't be in this place, do you want to take a job at AIG or do you want to take a job at Goldman Sachs? It's a serious issue. And so to find talented people who can actually step into this seat and actually take care of the American taxpayer, because now we are shareholders in AIG, is a big issue. And so we need to figure out how we can actually keep some talented people around so we don't get completely gamed by Wall Street.
But what about public service? I mean, so, hey, I'm so talented, I need $3 million to be able to decipher
crap. Listen, the numbers are ridiculous. I'm not debating you on the numbers, and I'm not even debating that they should be getting a lot less. What I'm suggesting is you create a huge problem when employers or frankly, any contracts start getting abdicated just because we decide that we don't like them. John, if the folks who run your show decided that they weren't going to pay you what they said that you were going to get paid, you might have a problem with that. Now, admittedly,
a threat hanging over my head every single day.
Admittedly, you haven't destroyed the American economy just yet, but it is an issue. And the other piece is not every single person who ever worked at AIG is a criminal or participated or made the decision that helped bring this company down.
Yeah,
so
no,
I
totally understand that. And, before we go, isn't there precedent for contracts being renegotiated or relooked at when circumstances change radically?
Quickly. Absolutely. And they should have. And if they haven't, they're negligent in trying to renegotiate them. What they could have done, and this is a different issue, is they could have taken the company and put it into bankruptcy. Now, we could argue that AIG effectively
was suggestion.
Bankrupt, in which case employees would be like unsecured creditors. They'd get in line with everybody else.
One of the best parts about being on this show is you can have a lively conversation with people like Andrew Ross Sorkin, chief mergers and acquisitions correspondent for the New York Times. The argument for paying the AIG bonuses. Thanks, Andrew.
As disgusting as it is, I haven't made any friends. Thanks.